Blog Talk Radio.
I like that, y'all.
I've had my share of heartache, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble.
Come on and let me see those hands there.
morning, good morning, good morning. Thank God for this day. Thank Him for this Holy Spirit. Think of how He just woke us up again and started us on our way. We just give Him praise this morning because we really believe. We don't say it just because we just be saying it. We really believe it was Him who touched us on last night. You know, because it really was last night. Because when you sleep, most of us sleep, it'd be midnight and transition over to another day. But most of the time you'd be still sleeping. He let you see a day you didn't have your eyes opened up to. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He kept you breathing, you know. I know you did good. You've been here for 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Then he was dead. But let me tell you, it was because of his love that he had for us, that he keeps allowing us to be with him time after time after time. I thank God for this Holy Spirit that he puts in us. And sometimes he come visit us too. You know, I got a question today, you know, and the question is, is it all right to put somebody out of church? Is it all right to put somebody out of church? You know, when you hear something like that, you said the church? Yeah, the church. You know, somebody said, why you don't be patient with him? You know, why you just won't take a time with her? And we learn in this ministry that God is not the author of confusion. We learn in this ministry that God will have peace in his house. You know, he will structure and everything run by protocol, but when the Holy Spirit comes in and there's some disruptive spirit there, he will remove it. Either the spirit has to go or the person has to go. Because when it's like that, it can get in and spoil some things. You know, when we get in the lesson, you'll see what I'm talking about, some of the things that people have within them when they come into church. And mainly, most of the time, it's the adversary. If you don't want the deliverance, see, a lot of folks really talk against the church about going to church because they still like to play a little bit. Or they want to be so controlled their own life spiritually. They don't want nobody telling them nothing or helping them. But when you got the love of the Lord in you, you welcome that help. You welcome someone to help you right now. Because we're going to find out that the judging will begin at the house of God. Oh, I know right about it. Judgment will begin at the house of God. So I ask that question again, Rev. Is it all right? Before I get in there, because I'm gonna open it up with this. Watch this. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come with the most humblest matter we know how, Lord. Thanking you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for how you woke us up and started us on our way, Lord. And there wasn't nothing on yesterday, Lord, that we did so great that you allowed us to be here today. But we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for keep giving us time after time after time. Keep giving us this chance to be in your presence, Lord. We know, Father God, you could have just said we wouldn't even be existing if we just said stop. You know, you can make the words roll back and you can make it roll forward. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for how you've been so patient with the church, Lord. So, Lord, we come humble to you, Lord, praying for one another, Lord, where they're sick and shut in, Lord. Lord, you know the ones who need help, Lord, that we touch and agree with, Lord. Some don't even pray for themselves, Lord. Some maybe not even believe, Lord. But, Lord, we just ask you for your mercy, Lord, and your compassion on them, Lord. Help them, Lord, and see you a little better. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for how you come in every time we do, Lord. We ask, Lord, that as we come before you, Lord, as we decrease, we ask for you to increase, Lord. Lord, we ask you when we do these things, Lord, that they have a receptive ear and heart, Lord. Let the teach, preach word go today, Lord. Let it not fall on dead ears, Lord, and hearts, Lord. Let it be that they, when they hear us, that we not hearers of the word only, but doers of thy word, Lord. Strengthen your church, Lord. Strengthen your church, Lord. Strengthen them in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just ask for you right now, Lord. Lord, make it plain today, Lord. Make it plain, Lord. Maybe you might not finish, Lord, but whatever you have you do with it to get it to start, we just ask that your Holy Spirit be there, Lord. We love you, Lord. Mm-hmm. And we thank you.
Mm-hmm.
As we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
Some maybe just now, you know, I asked a question, Rev. What was that question, Rev? You remember?
Is it right to put someone at the church? Is that what it was?
That'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
Is it right to put someone at the church? And I'm going to do this before we get we'll be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
5 and 6. Yes, sir. I agree.
I'm going to do this here. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. And we're gonna, if it be God's will, we'll go all the way down to 13. If it be his will.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to ask a question again. If you can hit the one button. And give me your opinion, what you think. Do you believe, just by me just saying that and you hearing that, do you believe it? Because Jesus did it one time. He got angry with the church because they were selling doves.
Mm-hmm.
They were selling stuff in the sanctuary of God. And he got mad, and he whooped them out of there. And he told them, you're trying to make my house a down the thing. This is a house of prayer, you know. So I asked the question, in your heart, when you hear somebody got put out the church, what would you think of that church? If we don't get no participation, I'm going to push on Rev, but then I know you understand what I'm talking about, Rev. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Because the Holy Ghost and that pastor is held accountable for what he or she has got going on.
Right.
I said that for a reason because, hello?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, brother.
How you doing, bro?
You know, I love to get in on a controversial question. That's what I do. I get in on a controversial question. Good morning, Reverend Henry. How you doing sitting back there? Finally, good.
Good morning.
Reverend
good
Brian,
morning.
How you doing?
God bless you, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless everybody that can hear my voice. And God bless us just for being living today. But now, your question was, do you think it's right for us to put somebody out of the church? Is that the question, Rev?
Yeah, that's it. You on the dot.
Mm-hmm. Well, from what I've been hearing y'all preaching and from what I know all my life, who are we to judge somebody to put them out of the church? Who are we to put anybody out of the church? That'll be my question back to you to answer your question. And I would say no.
You would say no? Okay. At that, you know, you talented what you know, you know. And you tell them what you believe in, you know. And remember,
but
I mean,
you can teach me. You can teach me. I'm just saying,
yeah.
It never been brought up because
yes.
I never. That was a good question, and I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
But since you asked it, you know, teach me different. I mean, from the teachings I had, I mean, who will be the judge? So teach me some difference,
yeah.
And I'm here to listen.
Yeah. This might take 2 days, man. You know, come on. This might take 2 days because I think it's gonna run into chapter 6 too as well. But what I want you to hear me, the Holy Spirit is speaking, right? Because he brought the question. He asked, and Brother Willie, right, a lot of people believe that's why we study. That's why we get in the Word and rightly divide the Word. Now watch this here so we won't get confused when I say this thing. Because I really believe that we use the text. And it sounds so cliche-ish, you know, when we say things. You know what I mean by that? It's so like everybody said, it just sounds so like it's none of set. But the Bible says, study to show thyself approved, to God. Don't get that twisted now. He said, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman, look what he said, that needed not to be ashamed. The reason why I said, listen to what I'm saying, because there's key things and key statements and words in a scripture that you got to hold your hand on and then put your finger there. I said, now I know what shame means, and I know God means. Then he said, but then when you do that, he said, rightly divide the word. Rightly divide the word of truth. You know what I'm talking about? And then, because he knows there's a time that when people going to stand, then we're going to get in the lesson. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to give you some scriptures. I'm going to give you some scriptures, right? We're going to be at 1 Corinthians. That was Timothy, by the way, right? But for the listeners, you know. And I love how God was, where Paul was dealing with Timothy, he was trying to teach him. So when you get before the people, make sure you study, brother. Make sure you get in the word. Make sure you get in the word, and before you convey something to someone that the spirit, what does it say, try the spirit by the spirit, will it be unto God. Now watch this, Brother Willie. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1. Now watch how it moves. Watch how carefully it moves. And I won't, if anybody else, before I get in here, anybody gets, Brother Rand, you hit that one button. You all right? So.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, brother. No, I was just on the question you asked. Go ahead, I'm with you. Come on.
What you think about that question? What you think? It's an open dialogue. What you think about it? I don't have to be absolute right, but I'm going to just share what I believe in the scripts.
When I hit the one button, I didn't get it clearly.
I like when my buddy helped me out. Brother Witherdog, help me out, Witherdog. Help me out. What time did he go?
Well, the question was, can we disband or take anybody out of the church? That was the question, and paraphrasing it. And my answer was, if you weren't listening, my answer was, who are we to judge, since that's what we said we are teaching, who are we to judge to put anybody in and out of the church? Now, that was my answer, because I don't know no difference. Now, if Reverend Brian or Reverend Henry or anybody can show me some difference, then, I mean, I have no objection with knowing a different side or something. I haven't heard but one side. That question never come up. So it's very interesting to me.
Yeah, that is an interesting question, because, again, like I said, who are we to judge? But it depends on what kind of problems or what kind of things the person that you're are doing.
Oh, you there, baby boy. You there, baby boy. You're right there. but we open this up like this, Brother Randy, because you're right there. That's good. We're going to different people opinion, and you're right. That's why we're going to get in this scripture, but you're right. It's coding what happened. You know, I'm going to show you what the scriptures is. I'm gonna read it with the scriptures here, and it's up to you if you want to receive it. You know what I'm talking about? And the scripture is plain, but I want to start off, because I want to have a dialogue. I want you to stop me and explain what you don't understand with that scripture.
You know?
And we're gonna try our best to try to explain it. Watch this here, and I know it sounds so cruel. You know what I'm talking about? It sounds so hard, but never forget that Jesus put people at the church one time. He put them out. They were selling doves. They were selling animals, high prices. They were merchandise people. They would go in and sell. And Jesus said, "You are trying to make my house a den of thieves." But this is a house of prayer. He said, "Get out of here." He said to someone, Brother Willie, he said, I don't even want you to go to the sanctuary, Reverend Henry. I want you to go out the fellowship. I want you to go out the back way, because I don't want you to pollute it and contaminate, if I could put it that way, the sanctuary and people you might pass by. Because they might be somebody strong, ain't strong enough to know what I'm doing right now. I'm paraphrasing you. Mm-hmm. It might be someone who might not be strong enough to see why did I put him out. Why they was doing a good job. They making money, you know what I'm saying? And that's a whole other ball game. I just want to add that, drop that seed in you. And I want y'all to be careful when we read. You know, Randy, you got your book, and everybody got your Bible. Let's go to the book. You know, let's go to the Bible. 1 Corinthians. chapter 5, beginning in verse. Reverend, you own it, though, but I wanted to start at verse 1. You know what I'm talking about? I wanted to start a little ahead of the story to get to the meat. You know what I'm talking about? So my brother said, he said, that old meat, it, sometimes it make its own gravy, you know, if you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Watch what the scripture says. It is reported, watch this here, commonly that there is fornication amongst you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And such fornication is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have, what's it, have his father's wife. Watch this now. And you are puffed up and have not mourned, that he that have done this deed may be taken away. From amongst you. Y'all with me so far?
Really?
Amongst you. That's like we gotta let's do this here. He said there's a brother who then lay down with his father. Look at this. He then lay down with one of his wives, you know, because they have more than one wife there, and he lay down with her. And he said I want you to put him away, because he committed fornication. And we do know when we say fornication, right? That somewhere that we look around, that is sexual. That's a sexual thing with someone's being between two unmarried person. Y'all with me? So I want you to understand that God don't approve of that. He said, when you see this, not just because only that he did it with the wife, but it was fornication because they were what? They don't. It's a sin. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And then look what he did. He said, "For our burden is absent in the body, but present in the spirit, have judged." Oh, help me! Look at the Holy Spirit already. Look at the Holy Spirit. What did he say, brother? What did he say, brother? He said, "For our burden is absent in the body, but present in the spirit, have judged already." As though I were present concerning him that has so done this deed. Help me, Holy Spirit. Paul said, I'm not there physically with you. I'm not there. I'm not there physically with you. He said, but I'm there spiritually with you, even when my spirit is feeling that, yes, I am judging because you have fornicated. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he has fornicated, and then what I love about it concerned him so much, he saw your deed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know how you tell, I heard something about Eric, man, and Eric did this here, man. He was wrong, man, and I think we need to go to him. You know what I'm talking about? See, the church can do that. You know what I'm talking about? Don't get it twisted. If I got a problem with Reverend Henry, I go to him one-on-one, Brother Randy. Brother Willie Dog, if he don't accept what's going on, I take him from the brothers. And if he don't accept in, then I bring him from the whole church. And then we make a decision to put him in or out. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's the protocol of that. You know, so Paul see this, and he heard it, and his spirit was what sitting good, because now he said, I judge you already. Brother Willie, you see what I read, Brother Willie? Brother Willie, he said, I judge
you already.
You know what I'm talking about? So let's walk with this thing. He said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, in my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such one unto Satan. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But look what he said. For the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help me, Holy Spirit. Come on, Galatians. Can y'all walk with me for a minute? Let's go to Galatians again. Let's walk again. We ain't going to go too far. Let's go to Galatians a little bit, and let's walk a little bit. Galatians says, brethren, it's 6:1. If a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, help me, Holy Spirit. See, that it go over here again right now. There we go again. Now we lying the Holy Spirit to lead. Over here we just read that it was in the spirit, right? Y'all still with me? In 1 Corinthians, mm-hmm. it was in the spirit when you seen this. Now over here, Galatians, it says you have to be spiritual to restore one in the spirit of meekness. Because look, it says consider these thyself, lest thou also be tempted. It's the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Randy, there's a reason why when you're helping somebody, that if you don't be in the spirit, Brother Willie, he gonna trap you. Say you go to you come to me, Brother Willie, and you try to help me, and I said, man, you blanking and blank yourself. You always in somebody's business. Yeah, man, I'm trying to come help you. You blanking? How you gonna help me? You hypocrite. If you not in the spirit, he gonna win. The adversary gonna jump into you. Like, we just got a little noise. I don't know who got that noise. If you got a little noise, watch this here. Is that me or just a feedback?
I think that's a feedback off of you, brother. Come on.
Is it? Okay. Because I got my, it lost my thought, my train of thought. Let me. what's happening, brother? Yeah, it is because my spirit is trying to pull some out, and the devil trying to contract it. He's trying to. Make my speech. That's why I asked y'all yesterday, man. I don't know why I asked y'all to pray for me to keep so I can remember, so I can retain when I'm speaking. I don't want to be, you know, tell my, I don't want to ask to steal my memory when I'm doing something, right? Because he want to be prophetic when I'm saying right now. He want to stop when I'm saying right now. Because truth finna come out. You know what I'm talking about? So Brother Wade, like somebody keep coming, you can go to somebody, Brother Randy, Brother Will, you go say, man, you blank, you can't tell me nothing, you hypocrite, how you going to tell me something? You just did dust and dust and dust. If you not in the spirit, you're going to come right back at him the way he came to you. Well, blank is blank, 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 you know? See, but now you ain't restored him in the meekness. That's what the Bible said. Now you ain't stored him in the meekness. Do it with love, brother. Handle him with love. Look at him. Go step higher than where he at, and bring him up to you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So yeah, you're right, brother. With it, you can go to him and help him if the brother don't want no help. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. This is what this talking about. He said right here. Mm-hmm. Let me get this again. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you gather together, look what this is. What the problem is. In my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in that day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I want to ponder a little bit, because we try our best to not remember. If anybody been around me in a while, Brother Nutter can hit that. Brother Nutter can hit that one button and test it this year. I do not give up on nobody, man. I always stay right there. I'm praying. I'm staying right there. Even we can be disagreeing on something, but I won't give up on them, Brother Willie, because I can remember the time someone didn't give up on me when I didn't understand. I don't care what you're in the ministry, you got to show some kind of humility. You got to show some kind of love. So you can try to win people back to Christ. You try to do your best. That's what he's talking about. If you're going to, don't let them turn themselves over to Satan. He said, you get them and you try to hold that person and teach that person and let them know that it's love in Jesus. We could come together and disagree, but let's stay here for a minute. Let the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ be in the midst. If he's in the midst, my brother, change is going to happen. Either that person going to change, Reverend Henry, or he or she got to go. Because what's happening, they're not going to be subjective of what you're saying. What's happening, they're going to fight. They're going to fight, Brother Randy. They're going to fight, Brother Willie, because you are trying to show them something that they're not ready to let go. Then if you've been around prayer a while, that spirit will speak back to you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever talked to your kids? Oh, help. I'm trying to teach this. Have you ever talked to your kids mm-hmm. or somebody and they say something? You say, boy, that's something else. That's somebody else talking about him. you know, because I know that thing. I'm thinking it is because they know better. You know what I'm talking about? So that's what he said. The spirit's there. The spirit of fornication. It took over him. Because with us, watch this now. If you're not spiritually strong enough, the lust of the eye to see a woman or a man and you lust after him, Jesus said, you're already fornicated, just even looking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You don't even have to go mm-hmm. in and do the sexual intercourse to them. You can just look at them, and no man got that photographic memory. I can't say a woman because I'm not a woman, but I know a man got that photographic memory, right? And she can walk by, he can turn his head, and two weeks later, he can still remember that woman, Brother Willie. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Willie? You can still remember that woman. You know what I'm talking about? But God said that is a spiritual fornication. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me teach this.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Let me get on a little bit with it. He said again. Let me do this here in verse 4. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together in my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hear me again. We're together now, y'all. To deliver such one unto Satan, he said, we got to deliver him, brother, for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. He said, your glory is not good. No, mm-hmm. he said, know ye not that a little leaven, look what he said, leavening the whole lump. He said, purging. Mm-hmm. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that it may be a new lump, as you are unleavened, for the even Christ, look what it says, our Passover is sacrificed for us. Now watch this here, because I got to read it all together. He said, therefore let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread and sincerity of truth. You know, he said, now watch this. I write unto you in an epistle, not the company of fornicators. You hear what I said? I write this because I don't want you being around them. So let me back up a little bit so you can understand what I'm talking about. This leaven. Okay, most of the time that we still do it today, it's kind of like yeast when you're baking the bread. You know, you put a substance there, and you want that to get in, and you want to fluff up. You know what I'm talking about? You want to get in there and fluff up. You remember? You want to be soft, and you want to be fresh, and you put a little yeast in there so you can it arise. You know what I'm talking about? And this leaven, if you put this leaven, this bad leaven in there, it'll spoil it. You know what I'm talking about? That's why when you in a setting like this here in the adversary. See, we're so open and subjected for anybody to come in. You know, we so open that anybody can say anything. But prayerfully that God been helping us, then nothing been having any kind of confusion over here. But if you allow that seed to get in, it'll unleaven the whole lump. It'll unleaven it. It'll come in, and what they say, one apple, a small apple, what? He'll spoil a whole bunch. So you have to get that bad apple out of there. So 'cause he'll spoil all of them. You know what I'm talking about? So that's what this leaven is doing. Once the leaven get in there, and he said the unleavened get in there, it'll spoil that bread. Help me, Holy Spirit. So what we're looking for right now, he said, because Christ is our Passover. Since Christ came in, you know, some of us were living in real bad situation. Since Christ came in our life, he changed that was inside of us, perfect, that we open our heart to him, and he removes some things out of us so we can be delivered, so we can start walking with him again. Number one, we didn't went past the part this here. Watch this, Reverend, that we believe that he died and rose. We went past that part that we believe he's sitting at the right hand of God, because now we got to walk in the Spirit. So walking in the Spirit, now we're trying to have some kind of obedience, and we try to discipline ourselves as we walk. Not saying we're not going to make no mistake, but we're so careful enough to look at the cross and say, Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, give me strength. You know what I'm saying? So once the Spirit comes in you, well, y'all see how God filling my heart with the word, because when he comes in you, it causes you not to want to displease him. But at this time, that leaven was in there. And he wanted to name some things about this leaven. He said in verse 8, he said, therefore, let's keep the feast. He said, not the old leaven, neither the leaven of malice, goodness, That's what he said. But the unleavened bread is sincere and true. I write unto you an epistle, not the company of with a fornicator. Look what he said. Yet to all together with fornication of this world or with the covenant of the exaltation. Look what he said. Or the idolatry. For then must you need to go out of this world. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, but then you must what? Need to go out of this world. But now I have written unto you not to keep the company of any man that is called a brother be of a fornicator. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You hear what I'm saying now? Now, once you're together and you see with a person and he's a fornicator, right? He's a covetous or an adulterer or a reller or a drunkard or a starcenist. He said, with such an one not to eat of. You know what I'm saying? He said, for what have I to do to judge them also that they were out? Do not ye judge them that within. Here you go, brother, with it. He said, but them that without judge, God judge. He said, therefore, put away from among yourself the wickedest person. You hear what he said, brother, with it? He said, for what have I to do to judge them also that is without? Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, do not judge them that are within. You see what I'm saying? He said, but them that are without, judge. God judge. He said, therefore, put away among yourself the wicked person. Now watch how that, you see how that two-edged foes there, Brother Willie? He said, the one like with us. Now, if we fall short, right, if we mess up and we mess up a crack, we should restore one another. Help me, Holy Spirit. We should find some grace to have one another. But the one who practices fornication, the one who practices adultery, the covetousness, the one who cover the iniquity of this world, he said, you put them away. Help me, Holy Spirit. You hear what I'm saying? He said, you put them away. Because what Jesus is saying, if you slide over to do the Romans over here, if y'all don't mind. Do the Romans over here, because this is where it's coming from. You slide over to do the Romans over here, and what he said about the prophet right here, do the Romans 13 and 5. Do the Romans 13 and 5. That the prophets or that the dreamer of dreamers should put to death, because he that spoken to turn away from the, he said, from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust thee out of the way which the Lord thy God had commanded thee to walk in. Look what it said. So shall thou put, look what it said, the evil away from the midst of thee. So if that person got evil in him, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If that person has a spirit that's not of you, and y'all not lining up with the word, and it convicts you to do evil and wrong, he said, put him away. Help me, Holy Spirit. He wants you to put him away. But if a person is trying to change, if a person want to seek God's help, trust me, he going to see God because correction. Well, we get it different from judging because we think of somebody is looking at us like they ain't did no wrong. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They look at us like they haven't did no kind of wrong, and they condemn us. Well, I'm not talking about that kind of judgment. I'm talking about when we helping one another to look at you and say, brother, I want to hold your hand, brother. Let's pray about this thing. You know what I'm talking about? Let me comfort you with this word here. Man, God has died for every sin you ever thought about doing. Why live in sin and slave? Come out of it, brother. You know what I'm talking about? Let me tell you about my story. You might give them a testimony how God delivered you. Now, that's a different thing if somebody is a fornicator, is sleeping with an unmarried, and look what it says, right, not just that there's an adultery, the covetous, someone who's out there is looking outside and is trying to get some when he or she don't supposed to get. But I'm telling you right now, he said, if it's in the midst of you, he said, put them away. Don't put them around there. Don't put me with you. And the book can help us so plainly. But Paul said, I judge you already. He's not talking about the one who's inside the church. He's talking about the one who's outside of the will of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, when saying that, that's why he gave us that scripture that we should pray with them, that the Lord deliver them from that spirit, because not Satan would destroy him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's why when Jesus was talking to Simon Peter, he told him, he said, Simon, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, the devil is out to sift you like wheat. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Would you think that'd be judgment? Hey, Brother Willie, if I tell you, man, the devil is trying to get you, man. He's trying to tear you down. Would you think that'd be judgment? Did I fall off? Testing, 1, 2. Did I fall off?
Yeah, I hear you.
I guess you're still there. I was asking you if I tell you the devil's trying to get you, man, you keep doing what you're doing, man, he gonna derail you from doing walking with the Lord. Would you think I'm judging you or helping you? That was a question. That was a question.
Well, you said the devil helped. You didn't ask him the first question yet.
I told you, when I asked you the first question, when you said about the judging part?
What
I just told you when I read the last two scriptures, it says right here, the last two scriptures, verse 12 and 13, it said, for what have I to do to judge them also that are without? He said, do not you judge them that are within. You hear what I said? And then he said, but them that are with God judge.
Break it down in layman's terms, Timothy. I'm confused.
So what he's saying, he said, those are in the body of Christ. He said, don't judge them. He said, but the ones are outside of God. God judged them. And he said, now watch this here. He said, was saying this here. He's saying that early he gave some care, he gave you some the things of this person, some characteristics of the one who get put out. They're fornicators. They're covetous. They're adulterers. These are the ones of the world. He said, don't accompany yourself with them. Because the reason why he said it, because spirits transfer. You think you strong. Remember I told you can be talking to someone, like we were talking about in Galatians, you can be trying to help me, right? And I can tell you, how you going to tell me something and you doing it? You know, and then I can be cussing you out. And then if you're not spiritually strong, you're going to start cussing me back. But then he said, watch when you help a brother in the spirit. He said, do it in meekness and spirit. If you don't watch it, that spirit will jump out of him, will jump out and jump all the way in you. So that's why
I'm confused again, because for the people you said, I assume in our early life, we all did all the things you said. So, I mean, does that carry over? Or does it wash us clean once we become part of the church?
Well, what the deal
if you're practicing, it's a difference when you're practicing, like making it a lifestyle, then that's when you have to be separated. But if you, because there's a lot of people that are church goers, but they practicing sin. Now, it's a difference.
Okay, now I'm getting it now. That's what I'm talking about. Just because you go to church don't mean you in the church. I'm getting some clarification now. Y'all keep on preaching over there now. I'm getting some clarification. Yeah.
So if you continue in that, then we are instructed to separate you, that so that little level won't level the whole lump, you know. So that spirit, those spirits that you have, they will transfer and go out among the congregation. See, we're trying to clean it up. So all those that are trying to clean up, we are there to help. But if someone is
okay. Reverend Henry, not to break y'all, but I need to know. How do we know who's going to investigate whether or not I'm doing those things I shouldn't be doing? How the church going to know this?
The spiritual world, you know, when you just like you were saying in Galatians, you know, if you're spiritual, there is a connection, you know, and you have to do this by the Holy Spirit, because it won't work in the flesh, because you'll think carnally. But when you're in the Spirit, you'll think spiritually, and you have strength there to help protect, guard, lead, and guide you in these things. So that's why it's a necessity that you have the Holy Spirit, and one that's full of the Holy Spirit will help, will be guided. Whereas others that don't, that just kind of partly, they won't fully understand until they are full in the Spirit. That's why we are so urged that we continue in the Spirit, that we renew our mind, that we may grow, that we may get connected. Because because right now, when you say I'm a Christian, you become on that devil's list. He gonna be trying to do everything he can, you know, to pull you back to him. So that's why it's a necessity. That's why Jesus told him that I was praying for you, because the devil desired to sift you. He want to sift you. He want to tear you up. He want to do all kind of things to you, because he's angry that you made Jesus your choice. But the Lord is praying for us that our faith wouldn't fail. So when we're strong, then we are encouraged to go help one another. But our brother that is weak, but that brother that is weak, if he turned it away and continues to turn it away, then, you know, it's going to be shown so evident. Yeah, you know, I mean, just like your light is shown so brightly when you get among them, then so is sin going to be exposed after a while. See, God, he gives us a chance to try to clean up. You know, he gives us many years to try to work with ourselves, and you keep pressing and try not to grow. Like Reverend Brown was saying the other day, you're going to grow in Christ or you're going to wither away. Now, we can start just like Jesus and that fig tree. You know, when he spoke it upon, he gave it a chance to be fruitful, but then it wasn't fruitful, so he spoke a word on it, then all to see that it started withering up. You know, Jesus, oh, God is a just God. He gives us all a chance and speaks certain things to us, and gives us a chance to work on them. And when we don't work on them, then we have to be removed that we won't spoil the bunch. Like the illustration was gave about a bad apple, a bad piece of fruit. If you put it in the bucket with other fruit, you know, the whole bucket after a while will be ruined. So that's what we're talking about.
And then another thing, guys, with that, like it says back in our verse 1, Brother Willie, because Paul had wrote a letter, and some information that got back to Paul, you know what I'm talking about? And when he says that, he said it is reported. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. So somebody told him. So when you ask the question, how would we would know? You know what I'm talking about? That's another thing that when you're in the church, somebody gonna see something, and somebody probably gonna be bold enough to say, well, this brother or this sister has a problem. You know what I'm talking about? And this brother and this sister have this problem, and we don't get attached to this, my brother, it's gonna take off in the church. You know what I'm talking about? That's why you don't allow everybody in your pulpit. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
You got to know that when you let somebody get in your pulpit, if they of the same thing are you trying to teach. Now, watch this now. There's a church for everybody. You know what I'm talking about? That
right.
Might not be your church. But I'm just saying, if that pastor is teaching and preaching the word and he allows a speaker to come in there, he really want to know that pastor can lead the flock to God, not lead them to him or to his cover of his sin to make it right. You know what I'm saying? So he said it right here, Paul said, it is reported, that key word, commonly, that there is fornication among you. You know, so he found out there was something going on. You know, you know, I got to address it. You know what I'm talking about? And addressing it, that means that if you don't address it, it'll get in, like Reverend said, like that lump. You know what I'm talking about? They get in there and try to take over. That leaven would try to take over. And then when they take over, for long, all of us will be fornicators. You know what I'm talking about? And we'd be sleeping with unmarried, like we're probably doing already. You know what I'm talking about? And a lot of people go to church and doing that right today. They're not even convicted. Now I'm going to say something, and this might not be popular either. They'll talk about the homosexuals and the lesbians. They'll talk about them. But they sit there, they're sleeping out of wedlock. You know, that's church folks now. They're comfortable in just sitting there, and we know in the church that is a sin. You know what I'm talking about? But we're not, what I'm saying, we don't make it, we don't try to make an example of nobody, because what we try to do is try to pray for them and make the conviction of the Lord deal with their heart for them to change. You understand? He said, but he just didn't leave it also with the fornicator. He said the adulterer, someone is worshiping other gods too as well. You know, breaking other different spirits in there. You know what I'm talking about? Then he also talking about the extortions. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody is doing something wrong, trying to take something. You know what I'm talking about? He looking at, he said these people can creep in. You know what I'm talking about? A covetous. Somebody's looking at Brother Willie's wife. Looking at here. He said, why are you looking at Brother Willis' wife? That's his wife. Get your own wife. That's what he said. Get your own wife. You know what I'm talking about? And that's what this story is about. He said, when it gets in the church, that's why I'm trying to tell you, that you can have a spirit come in your church. And if you don't go to that spirit and tell that spirit he has to leave, help me, Holy Spirit, he has to leave. See, I don't mind you gonna stay here and worship and you want to change, but you're not gonna come here and get in my members and start telling some of them in here. Because sometimes they have a church inside a church. You know what I'm talking about? They'll start going against the pastor. You know what I'm talking about? They'll start talking about the pastor. You know what I'm talking about? And which I said we should pray for them all. You know that it is a task. You know what I'm talking about? And I read you. By doing the wrong, if that prophet is not doing what God said, put him away. You know what I'm talking about? Put him out amongst you. You know what I'm talking about? And I love how, over here, do the Romans 7 said, he said, the hands of the witness should be first, up on him to put him to death. And after the hands of all the people, so they shall put the evil away from amongst them. That's all we want to do. If a person is not changing, the person inside the church don't want to change, and he or she is breaking evil in there, we can put them out. We can put them out. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, the person want to change. Oh, help me. How you know if the person want to change or not? God give that pastor discernment spirit. If that person want to change, he will give him the discernment spirit to let him know if that person want to change. Well, who is you? Is you God now? If he's a pastor, he's praying. Oh, he'll be those. If he's before God's people, he pray. You don't get before God's people and don't pray. You pray before you get before God's people, because every word, everything come out your mouth, you will be held accountable for it. You know, you don't want to scatter God's sheep. So that's why I was saying earlier, you know, see, when we helping somebody inside the church, we're not judging them. We are helping them. We're not condemning them to hell. We're trying to find somewhere in that meekness to show them a better way.
Because
we are in the spirit now. We're trying to show them a better way. But when someone is outside of the church, inside the church, and bringing in the day ways inside the church, we had to stop it. We had to stop it. We had to nip it in the bud. I know this might not this might not be a subject you might want to hear, but and it might be for watch this, Reverend. It might be for a pastor ministry. But what I want to bring to the table is what you think. A lot of things that your pastor or your or somebody leading the church, what he has to look forward to do. Sometimes, you know, he rather. Now I've been here. I'd rather for you to be mad than God. Oh, yep, Holy Spirit. I'd rather go to you and tell you what God gave to me to give to you than God come to me and say, why did you didn't say what you supposed to have said? Who do you feelings do you really care about? Do you care about their feelings or you care about mine? You know what I'm saying? So but if the person want to change, now we with them. But the person don't want to change, you can be tolerant there for a minute. You can be maybe a month or two. You can be real tolerant of that. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? You can tear it there for a minute with them. But if it seems like they keep bringing up problems, it seems like things are going in there and it's getting worse and worse, you got to stop it. You have to stop it. And I'm going to tell you this. Once you've done that, I mean, that might be somebody you hanging around. Once you've done that, you need to pray to God that spirit don't come in you and go in your household. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You have to pray to God. I don't want to pick up that spirit. Don't make that you better than that person because, you know, you might have some things you fall short in, but you're not practicing it. You're not practicing fornication. You're not practicing lying and cheating and stealing. You might have fallen short in that and asking God to forgive you for doing that and don't do it anymore. Help me, Holy Spirit. So what's that part about don't do it anymore? Ask God for strength. What do you mean? Is that simple? Yeah, Lord, help me right here, Lord. I have a problem. And you tell him that problem because he already know it. And he will fill that void with his presence. Oh, I know him right about it. He will fill that void with his presence. God want to fill you with his spirit. How can he fill you with his spirit, Reverend? When you be, like that, what I said earlier, if you earnestly, you sincere about it, if you're true about it, he'll come in and bless you. Only day move God is sincere. You don't have to sound like no preacher, no deacon. All you got to have a sincere heart. Say, Lord, I want to change. Lord, I need this to leave out of me. Lord, this is my best friend, and I really don't want to cut ties with him, Lord. Give me something so I can witness to him. You can do that. But if it be God's will, though, help me, Holy Spirit. If it be God's will, because if that person don't want to change, help me, Holy Spirit. She or he would not change. You can't make nobody change. Oh, no, I know I'm right about it. you can't make nobody change. If they're going to be, watch this now, if they're going to be a garden too, that's what they're going to be. Until God puts them in their way to put that tool out of their hand. Oh, help me. If they are stealer, they like to steal, they got sticky finger, until they come to a point that they put it out of their heart, they will not stop until God get in the midst and try to change. Now, if he don't, God will turn you over to it and allow you to stay where you are. That's why we said that when you're around people and it influences you to do wrong, you might want to consider your atmosphere. You might want to do that. Because if it calls you, if you ain't strong enough to be there, oh, if you ain't strong enough, if it turns you to do wrong, if you ain't strong, you might want to watch it because you never know. Watch this now. I might be wrong, though, but you might not know what the hour is that he might come. You might be good for 900, 550 million minutes of the day. You know what I'm saying? With that 56. And then when he comes, it might be the time. Somebody said, well, you mean all that good work I did here? Then I'm going to tell you something. Preferably, that God only one knows that answer. I'm going to give you what my heart feels. That's why I try to constantly ask God to keep me from myself. Oh, help me, Lord. Keep me when I hear something or doing something. Remove me, Lord, because I don't want to be thinking or doing things. Will you live like that? Yeah, brother, because I'm really trying to live right for the Lord. I'm really trying to stay close up to him because along the way, I want to tell somebody God is good. And not when I say it, I know he's good because he, what, not just because he gave me a few intangible some materialism blessings. Now he's good because he listened to my prayer, and he heard it, and he gave me strength. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. So I asked the question.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Willie said he feel pretty good about some of the things Reb said, you know. I asked the question again that if it was something was said. Now, we're going to recap this thing again tomorrow. There's some things I want you to look at. It would be God's will. It sounds hard when you say putting somebody out, but it's in the book. Do you believe in the book? You mean God to give up on somebody? Yes, he will. He loved Israel so much. But when he told Israel to go cross over, they didn't. They sent spies over there to see how it looked before they went over there. And God got mad. Even though Caleb and Joshua said we can take them, the rest of them said they're too big because they fake, because they believe God let them wander around in the wilderness, and he killed all that generation off. He didn't want that to go over into that land like that. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you know God is still that same God? He's still judging without. That's why I told you, and I really believe it, after death, the Bible said judgment would happen. But I believe I was right now. I believe that we're being convicted right now. That's why we can say that when he sees us confident to say this, that he'll say, well done. Why would you say that? Because I really believe that this love that I have and he had for me, I believe I will make it in. No one can take that from me. I don't let you confuse me with that. You know what I'm talking about? I might not sound, put it out there like you'd like it, but let me tell you something. There's a lot of times Jesus says something to the scribes and the Pharisees, and they wrestle with it. And remember, sometimes, you know, on a lesson like this, we really don't want this is with my love. This is what God gave me. With a lesson like this, and I know it can be so confusing because my pastor ain't never preached that. My pastor, you know, my spiritual leader have never taught that. You know what I'm talking about? But when you read it verbatim, and they read it right along with you, and they still don't have that clear understanding, then we tarry there for a minute to ask God to explain it more to them. And then watch this here. Now that you know. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because this don't have to. He said when you come together. That's what he was saying when he said Paul was saying. Can I read that again?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't mind?
Yeah.
Because he was saying. He said, watch this here now. He says, let me do this in the back of it. He said, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you. I hear this now. And such fornication as it is not so. He said, much as named among the Gentiles that one should have his father's wife, my God. And you are puffed up and have not, like he said, ready to moan. He said, that you that have done these deeds may be taken away among you. For verily, I am absent in the body, but the present in the spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And look at that. Have judged already as I have were present concerning him that has done this deed. Look what he said. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered, together in my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now he's trying to tell you how to help that person. This is what he said. He said, to deliver such one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh.
Of the flesh, yeah.
That the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. He said, another been around me a while when I. He know that we've been around some through conversation and we've been around. He said, "Man, you just don't give up on me. You're gonna do this." I said, "Nothing. I got to stay with it, man. You know, I got to stay with it. I have to stay with it. God put me in love for the people. You know what I'm talking about? So there is a place, brother, with it that we could try to help the one that fell into this fornication, right? That just try to sleep with the father's wife. You know what I'm talking about? And Paul said, I said, I'm not there with you, though, but in my absence, I already have judged you. He said, but since we're there now, since we're there, he said, since y'all are together in the name of Jesus, in my spirit, so when you're in church, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and you're on one accord, but there's one person ain't on the same with y'all, or a group of people might not be on with y'all. He said, you go to them and try to deliver them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you try to deliver them because they in the flesh, because the flesh is of Satan, because all they're doing is going to destroy them. He said, because there's leaven coming down, and it's going to try to spoil the whole lump because it's unleavened. Now, watch this here. That's why when you got to hear things when it calls you to pull from God, is this right? If you leave God, you know it's not right. If you leave it and doing something different, is why would you leave where God's always at? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Why would you leave where God's always at and do something different? I know, well, I like my flesh. Well, flesh was you would lift your eyes up to hell with. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Your flesh, you will lift your eyes up. Somebody say, you judge it. It's Bible. Isaiah tells us over there. Hell is enlarging herself daily. People are running to it. Why do you know the truth and you want to live in sin? Well, I ain't ready yet. I still got a little, I can play across that edge a little bit. Let me tell you something. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. It's coming. The morning going to come. And we're going to have to answer to this thing we do in this body. So you've been warned and told that get your life in order. Not saying, hear me good, not saying that you're not going to make no mistake. We're talking about somebody's practicing sin.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit. We're talking about something.
Yes,
this is what he's talking about. But if somebody's not practicing sin, then watch this, brother. Cause, you know, I know, I guess because I've been... God had gave me a little love here. He says, right here, he said, for if we sin willfully, look at this, after that we will receive the knowledge of the truth, there remain no more sacrifice of sin. Hebrews.
That's right.
Hebrews 10 and 26. He said again, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remain no more sacrifice for sin. So I know we might have beat your head a little too much, but let me tell you something. Reason why we do that is because God brought this lesson up this morning. God came in because some people have a problem like that. I don't think that's right that you put somebody out. But he said, put them away for you. Not... If that person can have a influence on you, can I say it like that? If he can have a influence on you, or she can have a influence on you, brother, if it calls you to sin, you have to get back. You have to ask God, I can't be around her. I can't be around him. And you have to do it. Which way are you really have? You want to have your fun now? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Do you want to have your fun now? Well, go on, have your fun now. But... you could be like the rich man and Lazarus. One died and one went to heaven, didn't it? And that one with heaven was in Abraham's bosom. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said it. He said he all he wanted was the crumb off your table, and you wouldn't give it to him. Rich man said, well, can I just do a little, just tweak it a little bit? He said, let me go back and tell Reverend Eric and all the other brothers out there that this stuff is real. He said, you got the prophets and all. And he said, how would they believe for one coming back from the dead? So I'll tell you, while your blood is running wrong, consider your way. Consider the people you're around. Watch what you do. I'm not saying you can't be around people that, because we all fall short. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if it calls you to pull you away from your walk with the Lord, move from him. Get away from him. Can I say that again? Don't allow him to take you over. Don't allow her to take you over. Because God is seeing something right now. And he's seeing something right now. The church is falling to what good is bad now. And what evil is good now. We have to watch it. Don't let it creep up in your life. You know, I'm again, if it be God's will. I know we said a lot. But if it be God's will. We can just try to explain it a little bit more, you know, and try to open up a little bit more to it. If it was some injective, you didn't understand, Brother Willie? Brother Reverend, I ain't heard from Brother Randy. You open too. Anybody else want to hit that button? But if we can enlighten ourselves a little bit more on it, you know, we have to, you know. And we don't have no problem with that, you know, because we don't want nobody to leave with a misunderstanding. But like we said, you can take the scripture with you, take it to somebody you might want to ask them about what they think about that scripture, what they input, what they get out of it. My main thing is this here. If that person is not trying to change, if he's trying to change you or she's trying to change you, you want to do, and when I say a change, I'm talking about not changing you from sin to God, but from God to sin. Y'all hear what I said?
Mm-hmm.
If he's changing you from sin to God, that, yeah, you want to be around them kind of folks, but because that's what you build your hope at. But if somebody changing you from sin, I mean, from God to sin, you want to kind of watch that, because your salvation is it got to a point right now that the adversary got you fully controlled. He's in control of your life. I love God enough to know to say, brother, I love you, brother, but I got to cut my ties with you. I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
Done it. I say I love you, brother, in the space, man. You know what I'm talking about? Because I'm trying to do something different. Yeah, and they talk about me. They call me this and that. I don't care what they say, because I believe in the true man. I believe he's going to come back for a church like this here, someone who want to get close to him, and not just when he come, before he come. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, because he's going to come. Like, again, if it's somebody, Brother Willie, Brother Randy, y'all got anything?
No, sir. I'm good, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Randy, are you still there? He might not be still. He might be. Reverend, what I ask for you, and I ask for everybody, the lesson is a strong lesson, because when you're talking about if Jesus has compassion, why would he do that? But we just read in the scriptures why. It is up if you want to receive the teach, preach word. You know, go back and read it again and again. And you know, like I said, take it to somebody. It's controversial, if you wanted to put it that way. But once you find out the truth, it's not really controversial. It's telling you simply, if somebody among you, they use a known sin, fornication, it could be anything, like something pull you from Christ, someone turn you from Christ. If that person or that spirit is doing that, you have to cut your ties to it, because you're not strong enough to be around them. If it caused you to drift back in that. I don't know if I can make it any plainer than that. That if that person or that spirit is pulling you away from God, and you want to be on God's side and walking with the Lord, I'm telling you, you might not want to cut your tie. Don't let it be like, okay, I'm going to put it down and pick it up. No, because you might put it down, that's it. And it'd be, you never pick it back up. Because I've learned something, brother. Once you've been delivered, you can go back to that spirit, and it'd be seven times more stronger.
Yes, sir.
It'll be seven
yes,
times
sir.
More stronger. And you ain't going to be embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? So don't flirt with that spirit. You know what I'm saying? Don't flirt with it.
Mm-hmm.
It don't make you no coward. It makes it that you consider your salvation. Now, I might not be right. You know what I'm saying? But in my heart, what I said, I might not be right to you, but to my heart, that's what I got out of that scripture. It might be a little rough around the edges, but keep praying for the understanding, if it be God's will. You know, we don't like a lot of confusion behind a lesson like that. We like a lot of prayer with that. You know what I'm talking about? Because to receive something like that, it has to be God to give it to you. You know what I'm talking about? Because if I keep talking, you think I'm trying to influence you. But if you're in tune with the Holy Spirit, you'll stay lined up with it. Can I get a witness?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a witness?
No. Mm-hmm.
And saying that, I'm going to do this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Lord, thank you, Father God, for all the words that went up. Thank you for the, even the participation of the ones that came in and said they want to go a little farther and they understand of the subject, Lord. Lord, we ask you right now, Father God, if it was some said, it was misunderstood, it was some in the application that wasn't read right and wasn't conveyed right. We ask you, Father God, to go before them, Lord. Touch their heart, Lord. Open up the spirit of understanding, Lord, that they receive, Lord. I really believe you brought the lesson this morning, Lord. I really believe you brought the comments, Lord, and that it needs to be brought out, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, reign in the place, Lord. Let your spirit move, Lord. Move everything not of you, of the midst, Lord, so we can help one another, Lord. Not in judgment, but in love. If it causes us to separate ourselves from some people, Lord, Lord, give us the strength to do it, Lord. Give us the strength, Lord, to see you in a better way, Lord. Until it's time for us to unite one another, Lord, give strength, Lord. We love you, Lord, as we try to stay in the spirit, Lord. We ask you to govern us at all times, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for God's plan. We thank you for every listener to come out and bear and hear us, Lord. We ask you, Father God, give grace to the household, Lord, whether it's a spiritual walk or a physical walk, Lord. Someone may be struggling in deciding which way to go, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to bless them, Lord. The salvation is at hand, Lord. We believe you are getting closer and closer, Lord. So as you get closer, Lord, get our life closer to you as well, Lord, to us today, Lord. That it might be something they might not hear now, that maybe they ponder on a little bit later, that they'll come to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let no confusion come behind it, Lord, but your spirit to open up understanding. And we ask all this in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Reverend?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this lesson today. Praise the Lord. Got a couple of things from beautiful Amy here. Rooted love. Let the roots of God love in your life be entwined with others who need your support. Praise the Lord. I need that again. Rooted in love. Says, do not forget to do good and to share. Hebrews 13:16. God's plan for us is like that. Our ability to stand tall of the buffering winds of the life is directly related to the love and support we receive from God and one another. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the roots of God's love in your life be entwined with others who need your support. She also gives reflecting the sun. Reflect the sun and shine for him. Praise the Lord. Matthew 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Praise the Lord. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Praise the Lord. Let your light so shine before men, the world may see your works, and that you may glorify your Father which is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this lesson today. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this food, spiritual food, and how you bless us spiritually today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You know, Rabbi, you know, brothers and sisters, if you have to go, you know, you got to go, you have to go. We understand. I know we've been on here a little while, you know. And Reverend, you know, thank you, Aunt Martha, and thank you. My spirit is saying this here now. This is just my spirit. I'm speaking for Eric only with this one here. It was here. You don't have to believe nothing I say. You know, I'm not forcing you to believe anything I say. You know, but all I ask you to do is read and pray and get with someone that you may trust with this, with them scripture, because I'm telling you, a lot of people live in line and playing both sides of the fence, and God is getting tired of that. God's getting tired of that. I might not never explain it like you like it. I might not convey it like the person you want to hear from. You know, I might not holler loud convey it like you want it. I only can do what God give me. If it's something, I'm telling you, if it's something that God is trying to get your attention to, don't charge it to me. Pray to God is what he's saying. Is this for you? Because I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you from the bottom of my heart, I have no doubt I'm going to heaven. I'm not doing this to get no pat on no back. I'm not doing this to get no check.
Right.
I do this because I love people. You know what I'm saying? And I love doing what God calls God's plan. Now, if God have not spoken to you this morning with that word, brothers and sisters, consider your ways. Because the adversary is very crafty in the last days. He is trying to get us to say, well, you can live both sides of the fence. Yeah, yeah, you can do this, you can do that, you know. Don't let nobody judge you and do this. I'm telling you, brother, sister, that is so scurrilous right there. The closer you get to the Lord, the more that you want to get away from the things that displease him. Yeah. I'm telling you, it is fun over here. There's a lot of fun over here. It's not boring over here. We have a lot of good times over here. But like I said, that scripture is talking about somebody is without and has trying to come in. It's trying to come in.
Yeah.
Come in and change the spirit of the church.
Yeah.
If I know Eric out there sleeping with wives and sleeping with other women and watch this here, sleeping with men and out there doing all these things, and then I get up, I can sing and I can hoop and holler and you give me your money, you know what I'm talking about, and you find out that I got this problem. I got this problem. You know what I'm talking about? And it messes you up. Say, man, that's why I don't go to church. Don't charge every preacher to the same work. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Don't charge every people to the whole, everything another preacher do or another teacher do. Don't do that. You know what I'm talking about? Because what he or she does, because that's where we at now, Reverend, because he and she does it, don't make it for the whole body. That's why we want you to know that when you're among them, you're a group, like we're in this group right now, and somebody come in here, you can tell when a foreign spirit come in here, if you've been on this, if you've been in the ministry this long with us over here in God's plan, you can feel when it's not of God. And nobody got to twist your hand to know, because we don't do it one way. We don't do it one. I'm just going to say myself that. I try one way to do this thing is to present you to God. Allow God to speak to you in a careful manner, because there are so many charismatic preachers and teachers out there getting people living in sin thinking it's right. It's too careless to say that Jesus died, took on nails in both hands, my brothers and sisters, in his feet, and they raised him up and put a like we call a tombstone over top of his head in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Said you, the King of the Jews. They put him up to try to humiliate him for you and I, and we can't get up there and accept that. You know why? Because you know why? Because he did so much for us, brothers and sisters. And doing that, we find out that his love covers us. And then when his love covers us, it covers us with a multitude. You know what I'm talking about? It shows us how beautiful he is. And what his beautiful is different from what man look at it. See, man got things going in mind, man. They don't know God could just stop this earth right now. Some people don't believe that. He could stop it right now. Right now as we speak, he can stop it. Somebody leaving the earth right now. Oh, well, I know I'm right about it.
Right.
Somebody's leaving right now. And I thank God for this here. I thank him for the word of God because I pray from my heart that I'm going to say this again, and this is the disclaimer. This is not for Reverend Henry. This is not for Brother Darren. This is not for Brother D. This is not for a Martha. This is not for anybody who tried to convey something over here. This is only for me. I'm not forcing myself on you. I'm just giving you what God gave to me. And that word today is something that creeped into the church. Paul said, I heard it. I heard it was reported to me. I heard it. So I got to address it. You know. So I thank God for it. I don't know who got that knowing. I thank God for it. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. You know, a still moment means something, right? A still moment means something. You know, I'm at this job, man, but he got me moving out. He got me moving out. Let me tell you something, man. He put a spirit in my heart that said it's a stubborn spirit here. You know what I mean? It's a stubborn spirit here. And with that stubborn, I got it, brother. I'm going to get it. I got it. Yeah, I promise I got it. I got you. There's a stubborn spirit here. You know what I'm talking about? And with that stubborn spirit, you hear what I said? The spirit is, it wants to stop what God got going on. Yeah. As many times, and I don't hope y'all get this wrong, as many times that God wanted to do something for people, and right at the point he finna bless them, people stop. Oh, hear me. Right at the point they finna be blessed, they stop. Don't stop, because you never know what hour God might come. Stay with the Lord, my brother. Stay with him. I want you to be encouraged. You know, I know these brothers probably feel the same way. I just spoke that because I don't want to put nothing no burden on nobody with that, what I just said, but myself, because I want to stand with my own whatever, because I don't want you to know that, hey, man, I'm in the voice right now that we're crying, man, in the wilderness. We're crying hard in the wilderness. We're crying, my brothers and sisters, that God speak to someone today. That they take it alone. I'm telling you, there's something going in my spirit. That there's a stubborn spirit. If you hear today, and you heard what you heard, and you feel like it was something that you didn't understand, or you feel like it was wrong, we are proud enough to know that we can make a mistake. Well, I can make a mistake. We ask you to hit the one button before we leave. Don't run the offer and have this in your mind. We can make it good right now. Right now. All you got to do is hit that little one button, because the body is supposed to pray if they found something like this. Let's pray. That's what we do. We pray, and if something confusing, we try to do our best. There's enough, watch this, there's enough people here know the word. You don't have to hear it from me. You can hear it from someone else's perspective, you know. But we ask you to be in prayer. Oh, he's good, Doc. He's in here. He's in here. He's alive. You know, we had said Jesus is alive. He's alive.
Yeah.
He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Let him live in your life.
Yes. Thank you.
Let him live in your life. I'm telling you, he's alive. And I want us to do this here, because we didn't, Martha and Reb and Brother Dog and Brother Randy and sisters and brothers, you know, I want to do this here before we leave. I'm going to pray one more time, right? And I want you to be in agreement with me. If you're not going to be in agreement with me, just pray for what we're praying about so you get understanding with it. Because I don't want nobody to leave here tormented to what we just said. I want you to know that you can get clear understanding, yes. So we want you to do, you don't have, I don't put you on the front, don't have to hit no one button, but I want you to just pray with it. It's going to be like this. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for your servants, Lord, they do what they do. Not even just on God's plan, but out through this whole world, try to convey your word, Lord, and touch someone, so try to make them consider their lifestyle, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word. Thank you for Aunt Martha. Thank you for Reverend Henry. Thank you for Brother Willardall for his comment. Thank you for Brother Randy, time and time he does. Thank you for Brother Darren and all the ones, Brother D, anyone else has come out and try to express their love over his way. But, Lord, we just ask you for strength today, Lord. Lord, don't let no spirit transfer to us, Lord. That we question you, Lord, and we question the speaker. Lord, let the speaker be able to be humble to hear your love, Lord. And to your people,
yes.
Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you do what you do, Lord. We thank you how you manifest yourself to us each and every day, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord, the rest of us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because sometimes we misunderstood, Lord, because we love you so much, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Lord, if it be your will, Lord, for us to come back tomorrow and visit this again, Lord, Lord, we just ask you to open up some wisdom, Lord. Open up some knowledge of your word, Lord, to move on the people, Lord. Maybe they might want to come back with an answer for a question, Lord. If it be your will for us to see tomorrow or even later on the day, Lord, let your spirit give strength, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Put your hands on the healing of the soul, Lord. Healing of the soul, spiritually and mentally. Bless the finances, Lord. Bless business. Bless the people driving down these highways and byways. Bless, Lord, even the ones who are having doubts right now. Bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord. And, Lord, we can't do nothing without you, Lord. So as we come before your courts with thanksgiving, we ask you, Father God, to bless the entire listener. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Reverend, before we go, do you have anything you want to inject?
Oh, no, that's it, man. That's it. Lord, blessed.
Well, I want to leave you to one of my songs I love, Rev.
Okay.
If y'all got a song y'all love, let me know. If I got it, I'll play it. You know, you just let me know what you want to play, you know, and I'll try my best to try to get it and put it on some kind of way. They let me throw something on here, you know, just pray for me that I stay with the Lord. Pray for us that we stay, Lord. I got
pray
a messed up spirit. Y'all, again, y'all, pray for me, man, because, you know, God did it with me in a special way, man, that sometimes I don't want to lose my mind. I don't know why he keeps putting me there. I don't want to lose myself in him, you know, because when you vocal like this, the devil won't attack it, you know, so I want y'all to keep me in your prayers. Keep me in your prayers, you know. Keep me in your prayers.
Yes, yes, yeah.
This one of my favorite songs, Reverend.
Okay. When I open my mouth,
soft.